Welcome to Focus on the Community, a weekly program that focuses on issues and events in our community.
Well, hello there and happy weekend. Welcome to another edition of Focus on Community. Frank Rush along with you. Trying to help keep your money in your pocket, keep you from being taken advantage of. That's why we have Tim Maniscalco with the Better Business Bureau of Indiana joining us today. Tim, how's it going?
Fantastic, Frank. Everything's good here.
How are things at the BBB? I mean, you guys would be out of business if there weren't crooks and thieves and nasty people out there. So I guess that's why you're here.
We're busy. Don't worry about us sitting around doing nothing. The scammers and people needing help and people wanting to find good businesses, they are keeping us very, very busy. So we're doing good. But just a lot of stuff to do out there.
Don't you kind of lose faith in humanity doing your job? Because you really kind of get to see the worst of the worst.
Yeah, you know, it is discouraging at times because, you know, these scammers, they're so crafty and so innovative. It seems like, you know, when you think, hey, they can't come up with anything new, they come up with something new. So it's kind of a game of whack-a-mole. You know, you get one down and then they pop up over here and you constantly do that. So, you know, having us get on forums like this and inform people is really the best defense we have, because most of these scams, they originate outside the country, almost impossible for the law enforcement to take them down. So the best defense that we have is a well-informed public. And so I really appreciate the opportunity to be on a forum like this, because the more we can tell people, the more that they can kind of be on the lookout and be well informed, the less that people are going to be scammed. And really, that's what we're about. You know, we are a not-for-profit organization that works in the public interest, and our mission really is to try and promote marketplace trust out there. So we want to tell you who not to trust. That's kind of the first thing we want to do is, here's the people and here's the things that you really want to be on the lookout for.
Just think what these scammers could actually accomplish if they put the kind of effort that they put into their scams into a legitimate business. I mean, they'd be millionaires if they could just do that.
Yeah, no, these people, like I say, they're very smart. They're very innovative. They keep up on the current events. You'll see in a lot of the scams that we talk about, you know, it's a current event out there that's happening that they find some sort of little way to, you know, make it look like click on this particular link if you want to know about this. So, you know, yeah, they read the newspapers, they listen to radio and TV and find out what's going on, and then they go back in their laboratory and say, okay, how can we get somebody to fall for this one?
Well, and speaking of current events and that kind of thing, the whole program today is going to be kind of dedicated to COVID-19. There's lots of scams surrounding the pandemic going on out there right now, including online purchase scams. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, a couple things are happening here. Number one, because we are spending so much time at home, we are spending a lot more screen time, and we're not going out to the stores and shopping, you know, in the mall. We're doing so much of our purchasing online. What the scammers are doing is they're creating a lot of these fake online websites. And where they're really targeting are things like designer goods. Let's say you want a Louis Vuitton purse and you see a Louis Vuitton purse out there for $100. Or you want an expensive, you know, electronic device, a cell phone or a neat TV or something like that, and it's going to be just a couple $100. What they're really doing is trying to entice you with these incredible prices. And when you go on these sites and you do try to purchase something, one of two things is going to happen to you. Number one, you're going to spend your money and nothing is going to show up. Or number two, what you're going to get is not the quality or the real thing. You know, you're not going to get a real Louis Vuitton purse for $100. You're going to get some cheap knockoff that is going to be very disappointing. So they know that, and they know that people are doing a lot of shopping online, and so there's just been a huge uptick in these online websites that are fake websites out there. And, you know, with today's graphics on computers, you can take almost any legitimate website, copy their logo, copy their website. It looks like it's the real retailer out there. Say that three times real fast.
Yeah.
And then And, you know, you think you're buying it from the real person, the real company, and it's not the real company. So, yeah, we're just seeing a lot of that out there. And there's a couple things you can do to try to ferret those out and make certain that they really aren't the fake website. What we always tell people is, number one, go up to the URL bar and look for the HTTPS. S is the important letter there. Look for the little lock icon, and then hover over the URL bar. And if it looks like a website that just doesn't make sense, you know, if you're trying to shop on Walmart and it doesn't say Walmart on it, it's probably not Walmart. Another thing is, most of these websites originate outside the country, and they'll have misspellings or what I'm going to call awkward English, because English is not their native language. So, you know, they won't say things and put things the way that we would normally say them, or there might be some misspelling. So those are a couple of things to look out for on these websites.
You know, and this is what gets me. If they're that smart to go about, you know, putting up these fake websites and stuff, aren't they smart enough to know to go out and hire somebody who speaks English to do some of the language checks for them? I mean, I don't know. Every time I see some of these misspellings and like you said, the awkward English where the sentences don't make sense, it's like, come on, people. I don't know.
You would think they'd go to the trouble of, like you say, getting it spelled right and having it, you know, linguistically correct. But hey, it works. And you know, these scammers are like everyone else. Some of them are very sophisticated. Some of them just, like you say, kind of slap a website together because it doesn't really cost them anything, and they might make some money at it.
Yeah, and that's the scary part right there, that they actually, because obviously they do, or else they wouldn't keep doing it. They're making money at this. They're actually getting people's money. Now, to me, I don't trust anybody. You know, so I mean, anytime I see weird stuff like that, I just don't trust it. But then again, that's just me. I'm not saying anybody's dumb or anything who gets taken advantage of like this, because even the smartest among us can be taken advantage of. But sometimes I see some of this stuff and I just kind of wonder, it's like, why did you think this was going to be good? Because, you know, the old thing, it's too good to be true.
Right. Yeah. Like I say, you're not going to get a real Louis Vuitton purse for $100. You're not going to be able to buy a brand new iPhone for, you know, $200. It's just not going to happen out there. So that's what they're enticing you on. And, you know, everybody's looking for that deal. Everybody's looking for, you know, to get something for, you know, 90% off. And it just is not going to happen. You're right. So too good to be true is a good way to look at this.
Now, there are some people that really want to do good stuff. I'm talking about the consumer end of it. And so if you get a chance to participate in some kind of clinical study and try to solve the COVID pandemic problem, there are some folks out there that think, well, okay, and if they're going to pay me $50 or whatever, oh, okay, whatever. But actually, you've got to be on the lookout, because there's scams involving this kind of research too.
Yeah, you know, we've obviously gotten some very good news here in the last several weeks about the vaccines and other treatments on COVID. So good news there. Hopefully those will be coming out soon. But once again, the scammers, they're looking for, you know, what's in the news. And if you get an offer to participate in a COVID clinical trial, and if they're offering you money, and sometimes they'll offer you like $1,000 to participate in one of these trials, be on the lookout for that. If that happens, one of two things could happen to you. Number one, if you click on the link that they have, it could download some malware into your computer. Or if you click on it and they start to ask you some questions, they say, have you fill out some sort of a form, you know, they're going to ask you your name and your address and all that. But then they're going to ask you things like your social security number. They want your bank account information so that they can send you the $1,000 for participating in the clinical trial. That's when, you know, you know that it's a fake. Number one, they aren't, you know, legitimate clinical trials do not pay you for being a part of the clinical trial. Number two, they don't need any of that information. They just wanted to know who you are and some general information about your, you know, about your health to see if you actually qualify for the clinical trial. They aren't going to need to know your social security number and all that information. So just be very, very careful of this. Once again, you think you're doing something good, you think you're trying to help out, and you think you're going to make $1,000 off of this. And once again, these people are either trying to steal your identity or download some malware into your computer. So just be very, very careful of this. You know, all this good news about the COVID vaccine, once again, the scammers, they figure out some angle to get in there and think you're doing something good, think you're going to make some money, and it's just a way to steal your identity and download bad stuff into your computer.
That ought to be a tip-off for most anybody, and that is if you want to be a part of a clinical trial, first of all, they're not going to just come at you out of the blue. There's going to probably be somebody, I don't know, your doctor or somebody that you know that kind of gets you referred to this under most circumstances. But the other thing is, too, is that if they're more interested in your bank account and your address and that kind of stuff than they are about your biological medical history, that ought to be a tip-off to you, because not just anybody qualifies for these studies.
You know, you're right, Frank. And as far as those clinical studies go, they just don't randomly start soliciting people, you know, sort of off the street or from the computer. That's not the way good research is conducted. So you're exactly right. Just kind of a random, hey, you want to be part of this clinical trial? Here's $1,000. No, that's not the way that whole thing works.
If it's online, I know that there's a way that you guys are telling folks about that they can actually kind of look up domain names and that kind of stuff and kind of do a little bit of research on your own to even make sure that who you're talking to is hopefully somewhat legitimate, right?
Yeah, and in fact, there's a website called, I think it's ICANN, where you can look up legitimate names. And then there's also where clinical trials are registered, clinicaltrials.gov, I think it is, that you can go and you can look to see if it is a legitimate clinical trial and if it's been registered with them. You know, any university or pharmaceutical company that's doing a legitimate trial, they're going to register there. They're going to want to let you know, hey, yeah, we're legitimate. We're trying to, you know, get our clinical trials done so we can get our products registered, and we need, you know, these kind of people to help us with that. So, yeah, there's ways to check this out.
And, you know, if there are expenses involved, if you have to travel somewhere for a blood test or you have to eat a certain thing or whatever, I mean, normally those expenses are covered by the trial. So you might get paid a little bit that way, but you should never have to pay them to be a part of it.
Yeah, no, and you know, if you do this, it's not going to be a money making deal for you. You know, that just kind of goes against the ethics of how these clinical trials work, and you know, they don't want people who are out there trying to, you know, volunteer to be in these to make money. They're after legitimate research here, and what they really care about is, you know, from a physical health standpoint, do you qualify to be, you know, in the group of people in the cohort that we need to test this and figure out if this particular vaccine, you know, works and how it works and who it works with and all those sort of questions that they need to answer.
And whether you have $50,000 in your checking account or not, believe it or not, really does not matter.
No.
As to whether you qualify.
they want your body. Real clinical trial just wants your body. They don't care about anything else.
Yeah, and I tell you, you know, you mentioned that the clinicaltrials.gov, that's a good place to go if you're interested, not just about COVID, but if you actually have a malady of some kind or you want to see what's being done out there, that's a good place to go just to see what's going on.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, Tim, I tell you, now you guys have all kinds of ways. First of all, they can just stop by your website and read up on what's going on there. You guys have Scam Tracker, the Better Business Bureau of Central Indiana. You guys have a lot going on, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of information out there that you can get from BBB. First place is go to BBB.org. You can check out over 20,000 businesses in Central Indiana. About 3,800 of them are accredited businesses with Better Business Bureau. It's all free to the public, BBB.org. You can file a complaint with us on BBB.org. And then Scam Tracker. Scam Tracker is a great website. Go to scamtracker.org. A map of the United States is going to pop up, and then you can hone right into Terre Haute, Vigo County, see the scams that have been reported. So if you have been scammed or attempted to be scammed, please go up to the right-hand corner, click on the red Report a Scam button. It'll take you about 5 or 10 minutes, but please report that scam to us, because that's how we keep consumers informed on a kind of day-by-day basis of what's going on in your particular community. And I tell you, Frank, you know, most of these scams, like I say, originate outside the country, almost impossible for law enforcement to catch them. So the best defense we have is a well-informed public out there, a well-informed consumer So I really appreciate the opportunity to be on a program like this, because that's how we prevent people from falling for these scams. If you know what to look for, if you know where not to click, then you're going to, you know, you're going to avoid it. And that's really what we're trying to do. And that's what we're trying to do with Scam Tracker. So BBB.org, ScamTracker.org, all free to the public.
And when we all work together, that means it all works. And we save everybody from being taken advantage of. Tim Minuscello with the Better Business Bureau of Central Indiana. And if you missed any part of today's show, you can always go back and listen to it again. It's available for you right now on our website as a podcast. You can either stream it or download it. All up to you. We'll talk to Tim again here in the very near future and find out more about what scams are going on out there. Thanks for being with us this weekend. We'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program that focuses on issues and events in our community. To be considered as a guest on Focus on the Community, contact us by calling 812-420-2518. Be sure and tune in again next week at this time as we focus on the community.